It's time to talk technology. Fevzi Turkalp joins us, editor of GadgetDetective.com. We've got a safety warning to start off with. Morning, Fevzi.
Morning. Yes, this is an interesting story that's come out. It's a warning that's come from the Electrical Safety First Group, which is a consumer safety group that amongst other things, tests things that we buy, consumer electronics, to see if they're safe. And they've tested 14 products that they've bought through AliExpress, Amazon Marketplace, which is not buying from Amazon, but buying through Amazon, eBay, TikTok, TikTok Shop, those sorts of things. And they've found a remarkable number of these travel adapters are quite unsafe. So travel adapters being, you know, what you buy at the airport, right, to make sure that you can plug all your stuff in. And unfortunately, some of the ones that are being sold to us and offered to us by various means are just completely dangerous, fire hazards, electrocution hazards. It's quite shocking that this is still going on.
I've literally just bought one of those. it's one of the ones for Europe where it's got the two little prongs. And instead of it being an adapter as such, it just gives you three or four different USB sockets. But how are you meant to know whether it's one of the normal safe ones or a bit dodgy?
So if we're talking about travel adapters alone, because I actually think this is a much wider problem, and it includes phone chargers that we use at home, not just when we travel, and also portable power banks, you know, those portable batteries that we use to top up our phones when we can't get to. So it includes all those. But dealing specifically with the travel adapters, one of the things that the ESF noted was that, and a lot of them could extend multiple pins at once. So it should be extending the pins for the countries socket that you're in. So if you're in Europe, two pins, for example, but some of them allow you to extend more than one. And the problem with that is that the ones that are then not in the plug are potentially live. So that's a fairly good sign. Also, some of the cheaper ones don't have shuttering. You know, when you look at a UK plug socket, the bottom two pins are often, the holes for them are often shuttered. There's a little plastic thing that keeps dust and fingers out and so forth, and they're pushed out the way as you insert the plug. By the way, can I just say that I think, and this is not jingoism when I say this, I think the UK plugs are probably the safest in the world. Well designed and so solid. And you look at the excuse for a plug that they have in the United States of America, I mean, it's amazing they ever won independence, frankly, with plugs like that.
My experience in Europe is that they're always a bit wobbly. Even if you got the absolute best one, they don't really connect in that solid way that a British plug does.
Yes, and often don't have earth connections either, you know, they can do, but they don't necessarily have it. I mean, we're going down that route as well, because we tend to get things that are manufactured for Europe. They tend not to manufacture.
Do you know why it is we've ended up with this funny square peg type of plug, and the rest of the world almost seems to have these little pointy pins?
I don't know, and I think the question should be the other way around. Why aren't they using the best plug?
Yeah, I mean, idiots. What are they thinking?
I think the part of it is, if you look at, say, an American or even a European multi-way adapter, so you know, you get a socket strip where you can plug in six or even eight items, they can be a lot more compact. The British ones are necessarily, bulky.
So I
suppose that there is a convenience thing, but I'm not saying it for any other reason than I believe it to be true, but our plugs seem to be so much more solid, you know, and they last. I mean, it's not to say you can't have a unsafe three-pin plug, but it just goes, safety is built into the design. Also, look for, you know, we were talking about how you spot these things. So if you can see any internal parts, because there's no shutters, if pins are extending, but also things like spelling and grammar, if it's, you know, badly spelled, it's, you know, probably badly made as well. It tends to be an indication that it's cheap.
It's probably not an area where you should skimp.
No, certainly not. Because, and you know, then this applies also, so I'll widen it now and say this also applies to phone chargers, laptop chargers, and also portable chargers, the battery packs that we top up our phones with. All of these things, it's really hard to know for sure, because often they have safety marks on them that they haven't earned. A lot of safety marks are self-certified, legally self-certified, which is always struck me as being surprising and bizarre, that people should be allowed to, you know, mark their own homework, as it were. But the things that we can do is buy from a reputable retailer, buy from a retailer that has something to lose, buy from a brand that you've heard of. And I think this is harder for travel plugs, because I don't think most of us know the names of, you know, really good travel plugs. I would say they're buying at the airport, although it's more expensive. If you buy from a legitimate shop at the airport, you're more likely to have a good experience with it. If you buy it on, you know, a TikTok marketplace or something, there's a chance that it may not be as good. Look for brands that you know. Selling through a marketplace isn't necessarily a bad thing, because if you look at Anker and also Ugreen, which are two of the best brands for sort of chargers and portable chargers, both of those sell themselves. They are the seller on Amazon, and they become a marketplace reseller. So it's not to say that all marketplace resellers are bad, but you know, unless you've got a really strong brand and a strong retailer backing it up. It is shocking to me that Amazon are still allowing these things through, because it's two very different sides of their business. They make money selling you things, and they make money with creating a marketplace. And at that point, they're more like eBay than they are Amazon when they've got a marketplace reseller. And it seems to me that they don't have the checks in place to make sure that the goods that they're allowing into their warehouses and shipping and doing the customer support for, they don't seem to be checking their safety. And you can see why, because they stock such a wide range of products that it would be difficult even for Amazon to do that.
So what's your opinion on leaving these things, not just the adapters, but especially chargers as well, leaving them plugged in? Do you think there's a safety issue there? Because I've heard stories about, you know, people leaving maybe a not such good make charger, phone charger, and their house is burnt down.
I mean these are unusual but not unheard of. I mean, I have bought cheap chargers in the past because, you know, I like a bargain, and sometimes it feels rude not to buy it. You know? But it's short-sighted because, you know, and I've said this, you know, in our discussions before, that, you know, we'll often spend hundreds or even £1,000 on a smartphone or a laptop, and then we cheap out on the charger. And particularly these days, I mean, look at Apple. You can buy a £4,000 laptop in this country from Apple and you still don't get a charger. And I know that they say, oh, well, you know, but they said every other country seems to get chargers, or certainly in the United States they do. So I think if you're spending any sort of sum of money, it's not even to do with how much money you're spending on the item, because your safety, even if it's a £20 item, your safety is still important. So one good way of giving yourself a better chance is to pay a reasonable sum of money. Don't buy a mobile phone charger for less than £10, you know? Try and spend 20. I know, you know, money is tight, but burning down your house is not good. So I would try to unplug as much as I can overnight, and particularly if I've got any concerns. I mean, the correct answer is if you've got any concerns, you shouldn't be using it anyway, but as a sort of halfway measure, if you just got a little bit of niggle, or you just want to be a bit safer, do switch it off and then unplug it. Try and charge it during the day. And especially when I buy anything that's new, I will not initially charge it overnight, come what may. And I know obviously we're encouraged to charge our phones overnight, but I tend to keep mine sort of topped up during the day and leave it unplugged uncharging at night. It shouldn't be a problem, because if it's working properly, what happens when you start charging a phone? If it's quite uncharged, it will throw as much current and wattage as it can. So a phone might get 25, 30 watts of power at the beginning of the charge. It's a bit like a tube train. As it fills up, you've got to push harder to get the last few people in, and in the same way you've got to push harder to get the last of the charge in. And the worry about that is it can increase heat, so a good charger will tend to reduce the charging rate towards the latter part of the charge to try and keep it safe. But if you feel it's getting hot, you know, that's a telltale sign. The other thing is, don't operate the charger or the laptop on a soft surface. So, for example, don't put it on a bed or a duvet and plug it in that way, because if something does go wrong with it, you've just given it Kindle to set fire to, you know. So there are things that we can do, but the best advice is go for a brand that you've heard of, yeah? And I don't just say it must be Anker, it must be Ugreen, but those are reliable brands. It's not to say that they've never had problems. They've had product recalls themselves, but they are rare. And the point is, when it comes to light, they do recall the product, whereas another brand that doesn't have a reputation to lose, where they've drop-shipped several pallets of them into a warehouse in the UK, they don't really have an incentive to withdraw them from sales. So go for a brand that you've heard of, buy it from a retailer that you can trust, spend a reasonable amount of money on it. If it doesn't seem to be behaving normally, if it's overheating, if it's sparking, if the build quality just looks cheap, then take it back and get a different one.
Thank you very much, Fevzi Tokalp there, editor of GadgetDetective.com.